This is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 135 for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. Sorry if there's more background noise than usual. It's finally the first day that it's been warm enough to need to turn on the air conditioner in here. I am going to talk about adaptability today. Yesterday evening was our bi-weekly call for club coaches and other people interested in district leadership and club growth and things in the world of Toastmasters District 24. And we talked about best practices for using Zoom and what successes we've been having in moving our meetings to Zoom. As the entire business and all of the action and activity of most educational institutions has moved to various online tools, mainly Zoom, but also many others, pretty much everything Toastmasters is doing is entirely moving to Zoom and YouTube and maybe some other tools. And I have to say, that's the one thing I want to say for this episode, is I'm so proud and pleased and excited with how well Toastmasters as an organization at every level that I'm aware of has adapted to the situation. So one of the things, it seems like a lot of writers in general and sci-fi writers in particular, have had something to say about what makes humanity so special. And one of those answers is that humans are so adaptable to different circumstances. I like to think that we have been proving that over the last few weeks. I've seen it especially in my Toastmasters group, at my clubs, and at our district level. We've all done an amazing job of getting things going over Zoom, and maintaining business as usual as much as you can in an online environment. We learned yesterday, or at least I learned yesterday, that yes, we are having the district level contests. The shift to online organizational meetings and events happened right in the middle of our annual contest season. So we had club level contests back in January mostly, and area level back in... Wait, no. Yeah, that's right. Area level back in February. The division ones were the last weekend in March over Zoom. And yes, we will be having a district one at the same time we would have had it, about 2 in the afternoon on Saturday, April 18th, which I'm very, very happy and excited about. I'm still sad about not getting to go to Lincoln and stay in a hotel, but I'm really happy that we're having the contest and that we're not abandoning it. Just the fact that we haven't abandoned our club and district level activities makes me feel better and makes me feel more oriented and more solid and grounded, as one might say. We are also having our business meeting. That's the other big reason why you have a district conference to begin with, to have the business meeting for the business of the organization, keeping it going, approving a budget and electing officers and things. That's also going to be happening, I think, Friday night? Either Friday night or Saturday morning, I don't remember which. If we'd met in person, it would have been 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, the 18th. But I'm not sure when it's going to be virtually. I'll have to follow up on that. Okay, I gotta go. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.